It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. My phone is blowing up.
Wow.
That's the hard part about doing things on a cell phone.
Yes.
When you're playing your music.
Yes.
Is that you are, what's the word, you're exposing yourself. There you go. You're
very good.
I couldn't think of the
very
word.
Good.
You're exposing yourself to the cell phone elements when you have the sound on.
Indeed.
Getting text messages during the podcast, during calls, especially when it's right near the microphone.
Well, you know, that's the thing. See, that's the thing with microphones is, you know, as a former voiceover person and possibly future voiceover person, they pick up everything.
They do.
But this is a little more than everything. This is like very loud and right in the microphone.
Yeah,
you know.
We actually had it right in front of the microphone,
yes,
so we're going to.
But still.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, so I guess let's talk about text. We never talked really
That's
about
true.
Texting.
We don't.
We did once as far as texting while driving.
Yes.
Let's talk about texting like talking in general. Has it replaced overall communication?
It's an interesting. Well, I was trying to not communicate, and instead text you. No, it's
you were gonna send me a text during the podcast.
You know, that's what we should
know.
Do. We should record a whole podcast while we're texting
each other. You know,
yeah, that would be the most listened to podcast ever.
You know what we should do?
Yes.
We should encourage people to text us while recording.
It's a great idea. See, this is the thing. The thing about texting that's so great is, you know. Before texting, you know, sometimes you would have to call someone up and just say something like, "Hey, did you see the game last night?"
Oh.
"Yeah, I did."
So you had to make small talk.
Well, hang on, I'm not done with the conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Oh, all right. Yeah, all right, cool. All right, bye. 5 minutes later. "Hey, man, KFC? Want some?" "No." "All right." "Okay, bye." See, now... texting has replaced this. Now you can just text people these things without having to call them up, without having to bother. It's just great.
And it's especially good for guys because we're not good at having multiple conversations. And
no.
I'm not a fan of the multiple calls.
Me neither. And there's one other thing you bring up. Great point with the guy thing. There's one other thing, too, that's critical to me, which is that unlike girls, we often don't have subtext in what we're saying.
True.
So you don't need to have the conversation with all the tones and all the different little things. You know, it's like, we don't do that.
No.
When we say, "Did you see the game last night?" we're legitimately asking, "Did you see the sporting event last night that I'm talking about?"
With
nothing else attached.
When we say, "You want to go to KFC,"
yeah,
we want chicken.
Yes, right. We don't, right. We're not saying, "Are you still on a diet?" You know, thinking like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, are you cool with maybe getting a little fat? No, we're not doing that. We're saying we want some KFC goodness.
Exactly.
You know, some fried chicken.
Don't read between the lines.
No.
And that's actually, I think, a big problem when it comes to male-female communication.
Yes.
Because every time a man says something, and I mean anything,
yeah,
a woman tries to decipher what it means. 99% of the time, it means exactly what he said.
You know, and what's funny, just to bring up the texting thing super quick one more time, I'm just thinking back to all the texting I've done. Almost always when I text a guy, right, we text. It's all good. Almost every time I text a girl, she calls me at some point in the texting exchange.
I hate that.
It
drives me nuts. And I'll tell you something. I've actually had a guy friend or two who has done that to me. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Because I don't have time to talk to you. I'll have time
right.
to text. Find the time to text and find the time to call are two different time commitments.
Indeed.
I know. Because, yeah.
You know, and the other thing about texting, though, if you think about it, it does make actual calling a little more valuable.
Yes.
You know, because you're making an effort now to call.
It's meaningful.
Exactly.
I hear the other person's voice. It must be really important.
Well.
It says, "I need to communicate with you beyond the written word."
See, like today, for example, Nevin, when we were, you know, driving over to the studio to record.
The studio, I love you. The quote-unquote studio.
You know, my house. You know, but anyways, you know, when we get over there, you know, you texted me because you were running late.
Right.
And, you know, you said, I'm running a little late. I'll see you in 10 minutes. That's all I needed to know.
Exactly.
You didn't need to call me.
No.
Right. And I didn't have to go, "How's the driving going, Nevin?"
And you know, when you saw my text, you weren't thinking, is he ignoring me?
Right.
Is he mad?
That is
What's
correct.
The deal?
That is correct. No, I was thinking, oh, he's running late. Okay.
Boom. Done.
Cool.
So that's why my co-host, you,
yes.
your co-host, me, are guys. Simple as that. What more need be said? So that's good. That's cool. That took up a good 5 minutes.
That was good.
That was good. I like
that.
We were trying to figure out what to talk about, but here we go. We had 5 minute text. And you know something?
Yeah.
I want to go into our letter.
Because
I think our letter.
Is this the earliest we've ever gotten into a letter?
I think so. Okay. I think we're going to be talking about this letter for a couple minutes. And actually, and you can write us in a couple of ways. You can leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at mikeandnev@yahoo.com. This week's letter comes from Jeremy in Columbia, Missouri. And Jeremy was listening to last week. You look a little surprised.
I've never heard of Columbia, Missouri.
There's a Columbia, Missouri. Yes.
It.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a small Columbia, like everything else in Missouri.
It's not
small
a country.
Except the state.
Okay, yeah.
Not a country.
Okay.
Columbia, Missouri.
Very good.
Okay. So Jeremy in Columbia, Missouri.
Yes.
I was listening to last week's podcast where we were talking about the wedding registry.
Oh.
I'm getting married in a few weeks, August 22nd. Feel free to send me a gift. Go to
Never. That's like a month away now, man.
It's crazy, isn't it? I know. I'm sweating. I'm not going to lie to you. It's here. By the way, go to nevinramona.blogspot.com if you want to get me a gift.
No way. I didn't know about that.
It was on the invite.
Was it?
Yeah. Did you read? Oh, don't answer, obviously.
Did you text it to me?
Touche. Touche.
Go.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that. Okay. You win that one. Okay. So,
yes.
So Jeremy apparently is married because he had some... he says words of wisdom. I say this is sort of a cop-out, and I think he's going to lose man points on this
Uh-oh.
One. He writes about his own wedding registry experience, and he writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, you're new at this, so I'll cut you some slack and put it in terms we men can understand. 1. You're going to need this stuff down the road. 2. Registering for it is an attempt to get other people to buy it for you. 3. If they do buy it for you, you'll be able to spend your money on Lakers tickets down the road rather than having to buy this other stuff." And it's from Jeremy in Columbia, Missouri. Mike, I'm going to be flat out honest here. Jeremy is just plain wrong.
Yeah.
He's whipped. Whipped with a capital W.
Yeah, you know, the two things that strike me about this letter. One is that he wrote, "Dear Mike and Nev," and then just, it was all for you. Why did he write, "Dear Mike and Nev"? He's not talking to me. I don't care about him.
Well, yeah. I think that's just a reference to the show. I kind of like that he did that to both.
Well,
don't be insulted, but maybe if he texted that.
Okay,
to
you know
okay.
what? Okay. See, everybody, I just want to say right now,
you're reading between the lines.
This is
what you're doing.
It's because we're talking. See, this is the thing. This was a lack of communication with Evan on my part. You may recall that one time where I just went off on a letter. You know,
the White Castle letter,
White
Castle, you went nuts. That was funny.
I'm sort of trying to do that right now, but Nevin didn't know that, everybody.
Oh, I didn't pick up
So
on
I
that.
Was just trying to make fun of everything about this letter.
Gotcha.
And,
you
and
make
it didn't,
fun of it.
No,
fun? You
it's
sure?
okay.
You
yeah.
can do it.
It's not worth it. The thing with this letter, you're right. He's utterly whipped. His wife was probably in the room when he
probably.
Wrote it. You know,
that's,
saw
I think
this.
That fact is
yeah,
obvious.
Yeah, I mean... You're right, he did lose man points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did, because...
Let me just see the letters. We have this
out.
Printed out. Go
yeah,
ahead, but
right
keep talking.
No, because
yeah.
I'm saying, because, you know, if you look at it, like, you're going to need this stuff down the road. Oh, no, I'm not going to need a rice bowl. I can get $5 pots and pans just as easily. I don't need a meat tenderizer.
You know, the other thing is, like, I mean, he's just having to buy this other stuff.
You don't have to.
You know, I mean, wow. Like, the rice bowl that we talked about last week?
No.
You don't have to buy that.
No, you don't.
No.
You really don't, Jeremy.
No.
And let's face it. I mean, you're not using this stuff. If you're using it, I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off there, Mike.
No, it's fine.
If you're using it, you're being forced to use it.
And you know what? I just wanted to say super quick. The other thing I think, when I say this, I'm not trying to like, I just want to say this right now, guys. Ramona and Nevin live in an apartment, okay? They don't have an attic.
Nope.
They don't have a basement.
Nope.
As far as I know, you don't have a storage, like, little storage thing where you...
We have a little storage closet in our patio area, but it's full of stuff. It's very small.
See? So, they don't have places to put...
Thank you.
...random pieces of you know, random items.
Thank you.
So they don't have to buy them. They're not going to until they have an attic, I guess.
We don't have room. Simple. We just don't. So, go to nevinramona.blogspot.com, register to give us money. M-O-N-E-Y.
See, there you go. See, like, for example, a good thing you could buy in the wedding registry, rent for a month.
Yes.
That'd be a beautiful
thing. I love
thing.
It. Beautiful.
Right? See? Practicality.
The low, low price of $1,155 made the check out to Nevin Barrage, NevinBarich, $1,155. That would be, I'd say what, the first person who gives that to us as a gift, the first listener, will be given a big thank you on our show.
Whoa.
That alone, that's a $1,200 value.
Now, do you want to place a bet on how long it is going to take for this to occur?
I'm guessing...
This is episode 61.
Longer in a day.
Okay. What is the gate? What are the odds? Over under.
Forever?
Forever. This is not.
Well, you know, aim high, except lower. Do it.
Well, if you're aiming high, go for 2 months, rent. All right, but anyways.
$2,310, right?
You know your rent better than I.
I think so. Okay, wow. So 1 to 2 months. I'll get two thank yous for 2 months' rent.
Man. Okay.
That's $2,500 value. I'm full of savings here.
You might even throw in a rice bowl.
Yes. The person who gives us rent for a month or 2 months, the first listener that does this gets a rice bowl.
Wow.
A $32 value.
Well, rice thrown bowl in for free.
You get a thank you on the
you
podcast and a rice bowl.
You won't see this offer anywhere else.
Nowhere else. Oh, that was fun. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Oh, man, we'll talk about anything, won't we? Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. Is Things That Matter.